when people are trading P&L, how dangerous is that, Josh, just from your perspective?
It is so dangerous. I can't tell you the number of times when maybe I've been having just kind of a really sideways day. I'll win one, I'll lose one, I'll win one, I'll lose one. And I'm kind of just going nowhere. I can feel myself getting a little bit of tiredness creeping in. I know I should probably quit, but I'm looking at my P&L and I'm saying, I want to make more on the day. Like this isn't enough. I've sat here for 2 or 3 hours. I haven't made enough money in whatever that amount may be. And then it only gets worse from there. You start losing a little bit. And then now you're from being break even. Now you're slightly red on the day, and now you're revenge trading even more, really trading your P&L. And you just start gambling, you throw everything out the window, and you just make it worse. Like I can't tell you how many times I've gone from a day where, yeah, it's not great. I would have made pretty much no money, but it's better than losing $500,000, whatever it may be. That is much, much worse. And then I always look back at the end of the day. I'm like, why did I do that? That was so dumb. I could have just walked away. But instead, I was stubborn and I wanted to trade my P&L. And it really cost me a lot of money.
Well, that's when the greed kicks in, right? So it's never going to be enough. It's never going to be a big enough win, no matter what you do. Because as you continue to trade and you continue to sharpen your skills, you're going to get better and better. And so it's never going to be a big enough win. And you've earned the size at this point. So you just got to understand that it's not always going to work out the way you want it to work out. While we do have a plan, while we have it mapped out, it's not always going to play out that way. And if you accept that, and if you've taken your three winners, no matter what size they are, right? Like it doesn't matter. So sometimes for me, I execute the same plan and I'll walk away with up 30 grand or I'll walk away up $100, but that was one winner. And so it counts. Mm. And that's a part of the plan. I take three and I'm done. Otherwise, like you said, you're going to end up in the red. And so while you could have walked away green up $100, and that may not be a lot of money to you, or $10 or $10,000, whatever your size is and whatever your tolerance is, it's better than walking away with a red day. And even then, even if you have a system and if you have a plan of I'm going to take X amount of losers, you need to walk away, even if it's red. Because guess what? Tomorrow's a new day, new opportunities, new everything. And so getting stuck and watching that P&L and living and dying by that, you're going to end up broke. You're going to end up blowing an account, and it's never, ever going to work out. I've been there. I know some amazing traders that go through it all the time. And that's your focus should be strictly on executing a solid trade. Yeah. Win, lose, or draw, irrelevant. Execute a solid trade, and over time, guess what? You're going to be profitable. And that's really the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part for newer traders is you kind of come into it expecting as you get better, your win rate is just going to keep increasing, and you have this expectation that you're never going to lose anymore. But that can be further from the truth. Even the best traders are going to be losing all of the time. So becoming comfortable with losing is really a big part of the game that you just have to focus on.
Part of the deal, buddy. Part of the deal. You got to accept it. If you're going to win, you got to know how to lose in this game. And that's a big thing a lot of people can't grasp. And they think every trade should be a winner. Well, that's not the case. And if you force it, then you're going to end up blowing accounts.
Absolutely.